So if he does ultimately run, we're about to do exactly what he'd want and talk about him. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie said again last night after a speech at the Ronald Reagan Library, "I'm not running for president." Well, actually, he pointed to a link on Politico with all the other times he said he's not running for the White House. But last night, Christie didn't explicitly say no. And so, the New York Post's John Podoritz writes today, Christie doesn't sound like a non-candidate. A Republican close to him told the New York Times that the governor hasn't changed his mind about not running, but the window to change his mind is not closed. What? Does that mean it's open? Jonathan Weissman covers politics for The Wall Street Journal. Jonathan, what's all of this speculation doing to the rest of the Republican field?
Well, it really does freeze out some of the biggest donors because, you know, Rick Perry, the Texas governor, he's not really lit up Wall Street, where the majority of Republican money comes from. So that money is sitting on the side or going to Romney, and there are all of these people, big-name donors, who are pleading with Chris Christie to get in, and their money is just sitting in their bank account.
Right.
So just, you know, underscores the problems with the two front runners, Mitt Romney and Rick Perry.
Well, that might be because I went along the radio dial this morning and I listened to a lot of conservative talk hosts, and a lot of them were saying to their flocks, stop it. Stop looking for saviors. Remember what happened to Rick Perry. He was going to be our savior. And then that seemed to blow up pretty fast with his firm stand on Texas's policy to give the children of illegal immigrants a pathway to a college education. And then that what many would say was a disastrous foray into foreign policy in the debate.
Yes. Look, I think a week before that debate performance, we wouldn't have been hearing all this about Chris Christie. But that debate performance really has changed a lot of minds.
Yeah, but will Chris Christie flunk some of the same litmus tests? Jay Bookman of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution writes today, Christie believes illegal immigrants should be given a path to citizenship. He understands global warming is real, driven by man. He backs civil unions for gay couples, has strongly condemned discrimination against Muslim Americans. I mean, is he potentially the same, going to climb up on the same pedestal?
Well, for sure, Christie would give his rivals, if he jumped in, would give Mitt Romney and Rick Perry plenty of ammunition to shoot at him from the right. But, you know, I think what Republican voters who are discontented with this field, the heart of their discontentment lies in the passion that they're not feeling for their candidates and getting from their candidates. You immediately look at Chris Christie and you know why he's running. He would be running because he is the let's get real, let's control the size of government, let's get our fiscal house in order. He would own that message. And that just happens to be a message that resonates a lot right now. It's not a question of views. It's a question of the messenger.
Well, he certainly has the passion, but maybe too much for some people. I mean, Jon Stewart has been having some fun with this. He reminded us of when Chris Christie blew up when conservatives were questioning his appointment of a Muslim judge, Sahal Mohammed, in New Jersey, and then played a clip. Let's listen.
And now you want Chris Christie. Sure you do.
The folks who criticize my appointment to Sahal Mohammed are ignorant. Absolutely ignorant of that, and they're criticizing him because he's a Muslim American. This Sharia law business is crap. It's just crazy. And I'm tired of dealing with the crazies.
He's talking about you.
So Jon Stewart pointing out to the people who are crying out for Chris Christie to step up that he has said this about many of you, that you're crazy.
Right, but the fact is that the Republican electorate is really splintered right now. I mean, Mitt Romney will continue to draw a lot of support from, you know, the Wall Street types, from the mainline economic conservatives. Rick Perry is going to continue to attract a lot of attention from Christian conservatives, from Tea Party activists. But the people who want Chris Christie aren't those people. Chris Christie appeals to the good government conservatives who just want somebody to say it like it is. I agree with you. I don't think he would be a slam dunk for this nomination, but he would answer a cry from a certain contingent that doesn't feel like they have a candidate right now.
Well, he famously took on public employee unions, cut their benefits, closed a big state budget shortfall in his first year in office as governor, reduced state spending by 4.7%. But when is that, aggressive take care of business you know, seen as bullying. Here is Chris Christie responding to a caller on a radio show who asked rather mildly about the fact that he sent his kids to private school while making cuts at public school. Let's listen to his response.
Gail, you know what? First off, it's none of your business. I don't ask you where you send your kids to school. Don't bother me about where I send mine.
Okay. So, you know, are Americans ready for that for, you know, 10 months of a campaign? Or maybe they want that.
You know, if you play clips of Chris Christie like that, and he always kind of talks about that, so his YouTube moment, you really can make him sound like a bully. But if you watch him, even just for, you know, an hour or two, you see that he has this remarkable ability to be really gruff, but somehow to be likable too. And that's a remarkable thing. You don't usually see that. You know, I think New Jerseyans are starting to get used to the guy. This is one of the problems with jumping into a race so late, if he was to do it. You know, Americans wouldn't have a whole lot of time to get used to him.
But one last question, though, Jonathan Weissman, and some people are being very cruel about this. I ask it because of health concerns, and it's his physique. You know, it'll be very obvious. He might be standing on stage with some of the most fit Republican candidates we've ever seen, Mitt Romney,
yeah.
Rick Perry, Huntsman. He is not, and he's had health issues, couple health scares recently.
Mm-hmm.
Is that an issue?
Look, I'll tell you, my wife took one look at Chris Christie and said, that man will never be elected president of the United States. I don't think you can just totally dismiss this. Now, remember John Corzine, who he beat to be governor, he basically drew the fat card towards the end of that race. Now, the fat card did not work against Christie because he's just so good at rebuffing it.
And people might be sympathetic.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That is true.
Jonathan Weissman covers politics for The Wall Street Journal. Jonathan, thanks so much.
Thank you.